Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 19. Father, we thank you once again for the powerful, the wonderful, and the blessed, and the eternal gift of your word. Thank you for how that as we simply open your word each day, we have the wonderful privilege and opportunity to have a one-on-one appointment with you as you speak words of life, blessing, grace, words of eternal life, words of encouragement, words of empowerment, as we simply listen to you and draw closer to you in your word. Anoint us afresh with a fresh anointing that would cause us and move upon us to more and more fall more in love with you and with your word with every passing day. We thank you for how that you blessed the Share-a-thon thus far, and thank you for how that you'll continue to bless. Use it mightily for your glory and build your kingdom mightily through the balance. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we join the psalmist and say, and who in heaven do we have but you, and who on earth do we desire but you? Father, we want to more and more desire you as we live on this earth, and we look forward to going to heaven one day and worshiping you face to face, worshiping you perfectly, laying aside this sin nature. God, what a future we have because of your precious Son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And this is our day 3 of Share-a-thon, and we're grateful for all those that have called in so far and those that will still be calling in. Our number, let me just mention once again, of course, we're blessed one more time, 2 days in a row, to have Victory with us, Victor Holofield. All right, our gang is all excited about her coming, being with us a second time in a row this week during Share-a-thon. Good to have you, Victory.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Always good to have you. And we had a great program yesterday.
Yeah.
And, as we share on our third day of Share-a-thon, I'm going to ask if you'll start off by sharing with our listeners the number once again for people to call to make a pledge.
I would love to. That number to dial is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. And Victory, what's been on your heart as you think about how God's blessed Share-a-thon so far? What's something that's been on your heart during this week?
Well, one thing that they have us to do, those of us who work here, is to get on the phones and talk to our listeners who are donating. And there was one I've had, of course, we every phone call is precious, but there's one gentleman I spoke with yesterday out of Seattle. and Seattle, Washington, and he was talking about how liberal the area that he's in, and how one day he just came across AFR. And you know, when I hear stories like that, which I've heard people say that I just came across AFR, I'm like, that was not on that was intentional. That was by the work of the Spirit. And he said it just blesses his heart to hear so many of the programs, especially the men of God. He specifically started talking about the roles of the men here. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, the women here, hallelujah, the Lord is using them too. But what he said was that this world, we need more men of God rising up. And so he was just, and I love that he pointed that out. And if anything, it motivated me as a wife. I need to be more fervently praying for my husband as well as other men. Because y'all are the head. Don't get me started on Ephesians 5. You know, y'all are the leaders, not only of the household, but y'all are the examples. Because when growing up for me, and I'm only 31, I'm young, you know what I'm saying? I always saw when there was a prayer meeting, who you think I saw the most? Women. Women. Mm-hmm. All the time. Women. I hardly ever saw men. Thank God I married a praying husband. And so that's just kind of been on my heart. Like, we need more men stepping it up. And ladies, that means stop bath-mouthing them, and let's encourage them and pray for them. Because the enemy knows they're the head, he's going to attack them more.
Amen.
Don't get me started on that one.
Let's take time now. If you'll pray for men that are listening in particular, and ministries to men as well.
Absolutely.
Would you?
I would love that. Father God, I just lift up every man that is listening right now. Father, it was no accident that you created them to be the head. You created them to be the head of the covering of their wives, of their children. And Lord, you want them to even lead within the church, Father, that they will be the examples for young ladies and so forth, and as well as young men. Father, I ask by the power of your Spirit, Lord, that you would give them confidence in you and not in themselves, Lord, that they will walk boldly in who you created them to be, that they would know that they are children of God. If they have accepted Christ as their Savior, if a man is listening right now who has yet to come to Christ, I ask, Lord, that you would show them their state, which is they are lost, they are separated from God due to sin. Lord, bring them to repentance, bring them to salvation, show them their need of a Savior. And Father, I pray for the women that's listening, Lord, that we will stop bad-mouthing men and complaining, instead praying for them, seeing it as an opportunity to pray for them in the Word and to speak the Word over them. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you for the opportunity for us to minister to all the people, for all the lives that have been touched throughout Share-a-thon and that are touched through the ministry of American Family Radio and other Christian media that is out there. Father, we pray a special prayer. I pray, along as Victory has prayed, for men that may be listening in particular, men that need to come to know you as Lord and Savior, and men who need to, though may already be saved, need to grow up and to become strong, vibrant, courageous men of God. Father, flood our nation with the spirit of grace that would encourage more and more men to recognize that the most effective life as a man we can live is a life where we're fully given to Jesus Christ and running after him, living for his praise, glory, and honor. Lord, raise up more and more ministries that reach out and touch men and help them to see the wonderful nature and the wonderful reality of who Jesus Christ is and what he wants to do in the life of every man, woman, and child as well. And Lord, I pray that more and more churches would minister effectively and wisely to men as well. Thank you for the opportunity for this network to be a tool you can use to do that as well. Use it, Father, more and more to reach many more men, as well as women and children as well, to save them, to draw them closer to you, and to help them to become well-equipped men, godly men that will glorify Lord. You and boldly live for you. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Share with the listeners once again the number, please.
Yes, 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or go to afr.net.
Amen.
That encouraged me.
That was very encouraging what you shared, and it's a good word. And, you know, we do need to be mindful that, again, the devil has tried to target men, to take men, to shoot them out of the saddle when it comes to, well, life, period. but then living for the Lord too.
Y'all don't have to be sissies. And you know, and that's what the culture's trying to do, is make them sissies. I cannot stand when I see a commercial with a man in a dress or like, y'all, no, that is the most unattractive, like, oh my goodness. But one other thing I wanted to share, this gentleman, this caller who donated during Share-a-thon yesterday when I was on the phone with him, he said, this is the thing, there's a young man in my church, you know, I see these young men, they need older men. He said, but I feel like I can't. I'm not an Abraham Hamilton. I'm not a Pastor Parker. I'm not a Will Addison. And I said, sir, but you got the same spirit. You saved. You got the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be like that person. So I want to say this to listeners. Be mindful to not idolize the hosts that you listen to. It's cool to appreciate them. But remember, you got the same Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And the Lord wants to use you in the capacity that he wants to use you in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Come on.
And, you know, just this morning we had devotion here at staff. And one of our staff persons made a statement that really made an impact on me. Because it's very true. She heard a word of encouragement. She was sharing it. It said, celebrate the assignment of your calling.
Yes.
And the fact is, again, God has laid out a different calling upon every single believer in the whole world. No two of us have the same calling. But every calling is empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Come on, Pastor Parker.
And the Holy Spirit is God, and he can do anything. And so we don't want to get caught up in personalities. Of course, there's some great personalities out there, yeah, but everybody's personality is God. That was created by the Lord is a great personality,
amen,
whether we realize it or not. And God can use every one of us mightily as we simply make ourselves available to his Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so we, you know, yesterday we were talking some about the importance of both being a disciple and making disciples. And we talked about deliberate evangelism and discipleship specifically. And as we can continue along that topic, I want to remind us that obedience all by itself is so critical, because obedience to the Word of God is what builds the kingdom of God dramatically every day. Mm. Simple obedience. Obedience is finding out the will of God and doing it. And that's how God's work gets done. You know, sometimes people may think, well, I don't know how to serve the Lord. I don't know how to build the kingdom. If you just read the Bible and obey it,
come on,
that's tremendously effective kingdom building every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the Bible tells you to do something, you know, just like the good advice the Lord gave us through Jesus' mother, whatever he says to you, do it. In John chapter 2, what the Lord tells you to do, just do it.
Right.
That's what we're called to do. And so being hearers and doers of God's word, you know, Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's our guidebook. It's our guidebook for all of life. So every day we should be diligently reading God's word. No matter how busy you are, if you don't have time, if you think you don't have time to read your Bible, you're too busy and you fooled yourself. We have time for what we want to do.
Yes.
So getting into the Word every day is important, to know what our marching orders are. And then we need to read it in order to do it, live it.
I think also, if we're honest with ourselves, and this is what keeps me humble, when we are not prioritizing God's Word in our prayer time, what we are saying is, God, you're not important. God, I'll get to you eventually. But then the moment when crisis hits, here we go, running to God. And I can testify to this. I've been there as well. And I don't say this to condemn, because there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Don't get me started.
Right.
But I say this to for you to analyze your heart, so you can go to 1 John 1:9, repent and turn from that, and aim, like, Lord, help me to be diligent in my prayer life so that I can obey you. And another thing that crossed my mind, Pastor Parker, you've always said this, a believer should never be bored. When I hear believers saying, I'm bored, you know, I've heard adults say this, not just kids. You know, kids will be kids. There's plenty of kingdom work to do. Mm-hmm. And for people who may think, well, I don't have this personality to share the gospel or to evangelize, I'm going to tell you one great thing. My husband is an introvert. Do you hear me? Introvert. He gets anxious around a lot of people, and a lot of people for him can be four people. I love him dearly. What he does is he passes out tracts.
Mm-hmm.
They're great conversation starters.
We'll pick up there on the other side. Our number to call again, if you'd like to make a pledge to help us continue the work of American Family Radio, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Give online at afr.net. We'll be right back.
that I couldn't find a way out, find a way out. Yeah. Play into my weakness, can I beat this? Can I crack this surface into the deepness? Oh, when I've exhausted all my ways, all my ways, and all the noise begins to fade. It's you, then everything else just falls in line. You, you will always hold this heart of mine. It's you, it's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line. Forever, road to crescendo, goodbye limbo, like a new day dawning, show me the window,
This is Gary from Southern Minnesota. My favorites are JJ and John in the morning. I love the Trivia Friday, AFA News, EW Jackson. I listen to it almost all the time when I'm working on the farm or working in my farm shop. I really do enjoy it. It's been inspiring, and thank you very much.
Hello, this is Geneva from Arkansas, and I just was stumbling around trying to find me a station to listen to as I drive people to the doctor and back, and I come on to your station, and I am really hooked on this station, and I just absolutely love it. I usually read my daily devotional and the Bible, but now I'm so hooked on this, I'm afraid I might miss something. Thank you for passing on the word of God to everybody. And you guys are just super duper. Thank you.
Helen from Louisiana. I am 84 years old. I've never heard of so much lawlessness. Evil is good. But God, you're bigger than the enemy. And we know who holds our future. We're going home. Yay, God. But thank you for air for strength and encourage and comfort them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the angels around and about and protect them, Lord God. They give us the good news. They give us the news, but they also give us the good news. Thank you, Lord, and bless them.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the day three of our spring share-a-thon. And again, we have with us in studio today, Victory Holifield once again. And always good to have Victory. And Victory, would you give our listeners the number one more time?
Please? Absolutely. It's 1-877-616-2396. 1-877-616-2396 or AFR.net.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, our mission statement, a portion of our mission statement is specifically states, our mission statement at AFA says, to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our nation. Mm-hmm. And specifically in Psalm 11, verse 3, in the Amplified Bible, it says, if the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And, of course, the answer is overflow with confidence. And that's our theme for this share-a-thon, confident hope based on the scripture. Romans 15, verse 13, it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, Victor, I think of this too. You know, one ongoing goal that we have is to encourage believers, as we were talking about earlier, to become diligent students of Scripture, because the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And as we're reading God's Word, we're consuming the essence of Jesus Christ. We're consuming the Spirit of God, and we're being strengthened and empowered. We're being set on fire with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We need that, because the world is always trying to quench us and put us out. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
You better say that. The Holy Ghost is the greater one that's in us. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned this yesterday when I was on, and one thing I said was how we, one way that I sometimes can get my, when my flesh is preventing me to really go in it, when I'm in my prayer time, my Bible reading time, I'll put on a worship song. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring this up too. A lot of times, another reason why our flesh may struggle is, my question to you is, what are you watching? What are you putting in yourself? I'm always, oh, I love this passage. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, mm-hmm. where scripture says Lot's soul was vexed. Another translation says contaminated by what he saw and heard. And what did Lot do? Slept with his daughters? Keep in mind, his daughters were living in Sodom and Gomorrah as well. This is Old Testament stuff. This is why you got to read your word now. And they were contaminated, their soul, because mm-hmm. they were like, well, let's sleep with daddy. You know what I mean? Like corruption because of what they saw and heard. So be mindful of the things that you're doing. That can also interfere in your flesh and you not wanting to get in the word of God.
You know, that you make a great point. And it's so important for us to understand that this is one more reason why, as believers, we need to be committed, diligent students of Scripture, getting into the word every day. But also we need to teach and train our children to do the same, because the fact is, for many an individual, and of course this is true for adults as well as young people, many times they sort of, you might say, nibble on the Word of God. They read a little bit, but they consume gallons of toxic darkness by looking at certain things on the internet and on television and so many things, and the world is full of toxic darkness.
Yeah.
And so it's important that we guide what goes in your heart.
I'm telling you, guard your heart,
as Proverbs clearly tells us, and it's important that we guard it. So filling our hearts and our minds with the word is very, very important. And so a big part of what we're about here at American Family Radio and the American Family Association is making disciples. And you know, it's encouraging just to hear so many testimonies of people who as they share their testimony, you see where the Holy Spirit has worked on them. And it's our privilege to be one of God's vessels that he uses to do it. But the Holy Spirit has done a work in their life, and you see where they began to grow and grow stronger and more vibrant in their faith as they heard the word of God and started living the word of God as well. We're going to listen to some more listener testimonies. And again, hearing the story and the journey of people who are growing as disciples is so encouraging. So let's listen.
Yeah. This is Iris calling from Texas. I want to thank American Family Radio for being obedient to God in spreading the gospel through the teaching program, and for having a Christian worldview of news. And I love Sandy Rios and Brian Fisher and today's issue. May God bless you richly and expand the borders of your tent.
Hi, my name is James from Arkansas. Your show and whole AFA network has blessed my wife and I over the years. We're supporters, and it's amazing how it influences our day-to-day decisions and what we would pass on to our children.
I'm Jean from Mansfield, Ohio. I'm 78 years old, and I'm getting a little slower, so I feel as I support Christian radio, I help reach multitudes of people. I love David Jeremiah, Robert Jeffers, Pastor Roberts on Sunday morning, but I get 24 hours of Christian input daily. Thank you and God bless.
Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. Victory, share the number one more time.
Yeah, man, I love these testimonies, y'all. 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396 or AFR.net. AFR. Do we still play that jingle?
Somewhere here or there.
Okay. We do. I love that. AFR.
Yeah, they need to make you part of the choir that does those jingles, Jade. You sing them so well. Praise the Lord. All right. In Matthew 28, it shares with us the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. And I'm just reading it. Matthew 28, starting at verse 16, it says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.'" You know, Victory, very important is that we really understand that as believers, the Word of God uses the word a number of times, be sober-minded, be serious-minded about what we've been called to do. Every day is an important day for the work of evangelism and discipleship, because the reality is, as the statistic I've heard is that on average, 3 people die every second in the world, about 180 people every minute. Again, all over the world, about 11,000 people die every hour, and in the course of a 24-hour day, on average, around 250,000, that is 250,000 people die every 24 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot of dying.
Yeah.
And you know, Victor, the only thing that matters is it doesn't matter what color they were, where they lived, how rich or poor they were. Mm-hmm. The only thing that matters is, did you know Jesus?
Yes.
Did you know Jesus?
Come on, Pastor Parker.
And so it's critical that we understand that we, the church, we have Jesus. We have the answer to the world's biggest, all the world's problems in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We need to be serious about pointing people to Christ diligently every single day.
Yeah, man. Oh, what you just said about being, we tend to live as if we're going to live forever. Actually, people don't even think about eternity enough. Sometimes I need to do this a little bit more often, but there have been a few times in my life where I'll just stop and I'll be like, okay, let me think about eternity, because I know where I'm going, glory to God. But think about those who are not in Christ, right? They're not in Christ. And if you think about where they're going for all eternity, like this is, it's a nonstop thing. It's never going to stop. They'll live there forever. Many are going to hell. That should be a good indicator for to up your prayer life. Come on, y'all. To let me go share the gospel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like to be more evangelism minded as well as disciple making. Because as believers, like what you just read, we're supposed to go and make disciples when we come to Christ. And first off, when you come to Christ, you need to get discipled. Amen. Mm-hmm. Then you need to go making disciples. That's how you replicate and add increase within the kingdom of God. Why do you think all these Muslims have all these kids? Because they're making disciples. But sadly, where they're going, I had a person tell me once, that's kind of harsh, because I said, they're going to hell. Like, and it's not funny. I didn't mean it like that. But and I said, well, trust me, they think the same thing about us. We as believers, it's time for us to be bold about our faith. If you do not accept Christ as the Savior, you're not entering into heaven. There's only one way. Sorry, what's his name in Texas? Joel Osteen, you're wrong for that. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Christ. That's it.
So important, so important. So the number to call if you'd like to help us continue the work the spread of the gospel and making disciples here on American Family Radio. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's at AFR.net.
Sorry, Pastor Parker. I get a little excited.
Oh, get excited about Jesus. He's the one to get excited about.
I'm sorry. Cut me off.
But, you know, I think of this. I would challenge every believer, make it your habit to always carry gospel tracts with you wherever you go, because the fact is, you know, it's sad to think about the things that keep believers from witnessing. Sometimes they may think, well, those tracts may kind of warp my pocket and mess up my pocket on my jeans or my shirt, or my pocketbook isn't big enough, or foolish reasons.
Yeah, get you a fanny pack. It'll work.
Some may say, well, people look at me funny when I give out gospel tracts. So what? Remember, Jesus hung on the cross for us.
Come on, Pastor Parker.
He hung on the cross for us, and I'm concerned about looking funny to people.
My Lord.
And the fact
priorities
is,
are off.
Carry them, because the Holy Spirit may prompt you to give one to somebody in the line with you at Walmart or the grocery store or out in the park. But the fact is, there are opportunities every day, everywhere we go, to share the gospel, if we would have but eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit's about ministry 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes, sir.
Our job is to listen, because ministry is everywhere.
Yes, sir.
It's absolutely everywhere.
Pastor Parker, I want to say, like, what you just gave those examples of, that's legit reasons or excuses that people will use, like how I look and da da da. You need to love God more. I want you to go to your prayer class. If that is you, like, I get embarrassed, you got to get out of that. And I want to help you. You need to take it to the Father. Be honest with them. Be honest with yourself. I tell my bonus kid all the time, I appreciate your honesty. I encourage her to be honest. Like, she knows she's not saved, and she knows that she could care less. Well, we go, you know, you're going to sit in church. Mm-hmm. But I encourage honesty, because God wants us to come before him with, like, when you're repenting, you know, you're acknowledging your sin. You got to be honest. But if that is you, where you find yourself, I'm embarrassed to share the gospel, I want to challenge you to take that before the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, change my heart. Change me, oh God. That's a song by Tamela Mann right there. Change my heart. Psalms 51. I have sinned against you and you alone. That's what David said. Change my heart. Give me a hunger and thirst that where I love you more than man. You got to get to that, because I could care less how I look. I'm sharing. I love Jesus too much. He did too much for me to be ashamed of him. So, but if that is you, don't be embarrassed. Admit it to the Lord and ask him to help you in that area.
That's right. That's right. And it's so helpful to remember too that, see, when we give out gospel tracts, of course, our job should be to pray daily that God would use us. And praying a prayer like the prayer of Jabez every day is wise, because the Holy Spirit empowers you to be more productive when you pray it over yourself every day. And the fact is, there are days in which you will go places that you may never go again. And you'll come across the paths of people who you'll never cross paths with again. Mm-hmm. And to think that people that are faithful in evangelism, they will run into people in heaven who will say, God told me to tell you thank you, because you were the key that helped me to come to know the Lord. And he said, I'm here because you were faithful.
Thank you
for being faithful.
Come on.
Yet for many believers, if you ask them, when's the last time you gave out a gospel tract? A lot of them would say, I've never done that. If you ask them, well, when's the last time you took time to disciple and encourage someone in their faith? Well, that's what we pay our preacher to do. You know, sadly, they don't grasp. All of us have responsibility there. Share the number one more time.
Yeah, it's 1-877-616-2396.
All right. And you can give online at afr.net. We will be right back.
I started listening to AFR probably about 7 years ago. I thought I was pretty knowledgeable on social affairs and state affairs. But as I seen it through the radio, I picked up Brian Fisher. Never heard AFR before. I listened to it, and I just sat there and thought, what planet does this man come from? I never heard anything like what he was saying. I tuned in again the next day. From that day on, I've been a regular listener. I thought I knew some things all day long. It's just a wonderful program there. It's encouraged me. It's lifted me in my walk with Jesus. And it's just been a wonderful experience.
My name is Kevin. I am from Breckenridge County, Kentucky. The AFA radio and AFA period has just been awesome. In my life and the life of a lot of my friends here in Kentucky. I just want to say that you all have just stood out as a light in a dark world. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate you all being so good about being a watchdog for the moral Christian people of America who need to know this and that about things that are going on that otherwise they would never hear about.
I'm Lori from Oklahoma. I spend a good deal of my day in the car because of my job, and I spend the day with the family there. I spend my mornings coming to work with Sandy Rios. I spend my lunch with Bishop Jackson. I spend my road time with airing the Addisons, and then on my way home, I am laughing and getting upset and righteous indignation with Abraham Hamilton, and I'm thankful that there is a place where God's people can go and get the truth and get the facts and be encouraged. We need this now more than ever with the battle that we have ahead of us.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we're in the midst of our third day of our spring share-a-thon, and if you'd like to call in to make a pledge to help us to continue the important work that God has called us as a Christian radio network and ministry to, you can do it by calling this number and making a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. Again, that's at afr.net. And Victory, I think of this, that, you know, again, it's so helpful for us to know and understand this, that American Family Radio, the American Family Radio Network, is simply an instrument or a tool for discipleship and pointing people to Jesus Christ and helping them to grow up. And what a privilege and an honor it is for us to be that. Yeah. But at the same time, every single listener can basically be that same sort of thing in and of themselves.
That's the Holy Ghost. I was literally about to say this.
That's right. That's right. Because, again, each of us individually can be used by God to point and encourage others, but also at the same time, when people pledge, when they help to continue the work of American Family Radio, they help support us to do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
So we're all in this together by the grace of God.
We are. Oh, my goodness. I was literally going to say the same thing because one of the gentlemen, he said, we stand out, one of the testimonies, we stand that AFR stands out as a light in a dark world. And it reminded me of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, that how we are the light of the world. Y'all, if you're in Christ, you too are a light in this dark world.
That's
and
right.
You're not alone. Maybe you're at a job where, and, you know, I know everybody doesn't have doesn't work in an area where everybody's a believer. But you can shine your light. You're not alone. You got the greater one living within you. That's the Holy Ghost. So right there, you know, that means Jesus there too. Two or more, he's there. So that's you're right. Not alone.
That's right. And again, we're challenging believers to recognize this, that all of us can be bright, shining witnesses for Jesus Christ every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you do every once in a while. It's to be a lifestyle. I'm going to share a passage from Luke chapter 16, which is a powerful one that makes some powerful, helps us to understand some powerful insights about why it's so critical that we simply obey the Word of God and obey the Spirit of God when it comes to doing the work of the Great Commission, making disciples, helping people to come to know Christ and helping them to grow up in their faith. Luke 16, starting at verse 19. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Again, verses 19 to 31. And, you know, Victor, this passage is such a powerful one and such an informing one. It basically tells the true story. Again, it's an actual story. Jesus allowed us to kind of get a snapshot of basically where believers go and where unbelievers go after they die. Mm-hmm. And sadly, again, in the story, you see, well, of course, great for Lazarus. Lazarus was a person who a lot of people would ignore in this world. He was poor, sickly, wasn't doing well, but he knew Jesus. Mm-hmm. So in the truest sense of the word, he was a rich person. Wow. Doesn't mean that people have to live like Lazarus, but the reality is he had what was most important, a relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so when he died, he went to a much better place than this world. But sadly, the rich man is actually someone who this world greatly admires. He was rich, he had money, he dressed nice, he ate good, but he didn't know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And in his busyness, he just didn't have time for Jesus. And sadly, when he died, went straight to hell.
Yeah.
And the fact is, in hell, he had two requests. One was both of them were very tragic requests. The first one was just a little bit of water, and he couldn't even get that.
Yeah.
But his second one was a very telling and a very eye-opening request. He, in hell, in torment, is evangelism-minded now. Mm. He's longing for somebody, please go tell my family about Jesus because I care about them. I don't want them to come to this terrible place. But there, too, it's too late. When he was alive in the world, he could have gotten saved himself and helped his whole family get saved and all of them spend all eternity in heaven.
Yeah.
But now he's in hell and it's too late and he doesn't have any way to send an evangelist to his family who he doesn't want to come to this terrible place either.
He had an idol. Money was his idol. Money was his God when he was here.
How tragic.
And you know, anytime you watch a documentary of these celebrities or singers, anything like that, you notice they had all this money, but yet they were miserable. Yet they were either on drugs, alcoholism, or, you know, it was a horrible life. Anytime I've seen a documentary, I'm like, they were not fulfilled. Money is not the answer. It's Christ.
So much so. And it's so important for us as believers to always be mindful that that's one more reason why God calls us, be faithful. Be a witness for Christ Jesus, because God can use us to spread the gospel, to help all these people, rich, poor, young, old, they can get saved. But what God, he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Now, why would he say that with all these churches and all these church folks? Because the harvest is plentiful and lots of folks are not out working in the vineyard.
Don't get me on my soapbox. Yes, sir.
We need to be about our Father's business. So again, yes, getting gospel tracts and carrying them is important. Praying daily for our unsaved loved ones and people that you know aren't saved. Being about our Father's business every day as a lifestyle is what we're all called to do.
And this is why I love the Hour of Intercession. Call to give, y'all. 1-877-616-2396 or give at AFR.net. I love this because bring it back to me, Holy Spirit. One thing that you're great at doing is encouraging people to make disciples and to evangelize, because I think the reason why, you know, they consider Mississippi the Bible Belt. Oklahoma, I used to live there. It was the Bible Belt. There was a church almost on every street corner. My husband and I went to the Ark, the Ark with Answers in Genesis last summer in Kentucky. I didn't even know they considered that area the Bible Belt. And I was like, is everywhere the Bible Belt? But to answer your question is, you know, why is the laborers are few? I think because we have this, you know, celebrity Christianity. We've got quote unquote believers. And I think some people are believers who believe in this whole let's get money and become rich. Your focus is on the wrong thing. And that's the problem. There's not enough ministers of the gospel encouraging other believers to share the gospel. It's more ministers like who want you to just give me stuff. Want the Lord. They see God as a genie, which is so disrespectful.
And so what we should be doing is both spreading the gospel and supporting other works and ministries that do the same. And that's why we want to encourage you to be a faithful witness where God has placed you, but also supporting ministries like American Family Radio and other ministries that are both spreading the gospel and helping to do the work of making disciples. We become partners in the kingdom. And again, So as we are drawing to a close of our time today, once again, we're challenging and encouraging you to consider making a pledge to help us to continue to be a light and a vessel and an instrument in the hands of the Holy Spirit to do just what we're talking about, make disciples. Be a disciple and help to make disciples as well. The number 1-877-616-2396 to call if you'd like to call in and make a pledge. Again, 1-877-616-2396. In these last few moments, once again, as usual, we want to give you the opportunity. There may be someone listening who's never made the all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. Today is a good day to get saved. Mm-hmm. The most important decision in all of life, would you simply pray this prayer with me as a salvation prayer or an opportunity to recommit your heart to the Lord? Pray with me now if you would. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much. You loved me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent of all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. And Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I open my heart and my whole life to you. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. In the Bible, you said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Make me brand new. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please do email us. I really want to talk to you. If you just gave your life to the Lord or recommitted your heart, I'd like to be in touch with you and share with you some resources that will encourage you and bless you in your new walk with the Lord. Once again, that number to call if you'd like to make a pledge to help us with our spring share-a-thon, 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Thank you, Victory, for being with us once again.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Great to have you, and great to have all our gang, our our new sheep, and Pete the prayer pup, Kitty the church cat, Howard the heavenly-minded horse, and everybody else. So, all right. Thanks again, Victory.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.